With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Correspondent Julie Walker with an update on Kentucky flooding.
In Kentucky, National Weather Service meteorologist Samantha Wilson says the state has seen some historic crests along their rivers.
We have had one area reach a record flood, and that's Camp Nelson. They reached a record flood, and in Frankfort is kind of the most impactful flooding we've had right now.
She says the Ohio River should crest in the next few days, bringing flooding to Louisville and western Kentucky. I'm Julie Walker.
Though the storms have finally moved on, the flood danger also remains high in several other states, including parts of Tennessee, Arkansas, and Indiana. Also at SRNNews.com, the number of dead has risen substantially. Authorities in the Dominican Republic now say at least 44 people have died. 160 others were injured after the roof collapsed at Jet Set, an iconic nightclub in Santo Domingo. Crews were searching for potential survivors in the rubble. Iran's top diplomat says he'll hold indirect talks with the Trump administration.
Iran's Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi says he'll meet with U.S. Envoy Steve Witkoff in Oman for the first negotiations under the Trump administration seeking to halt Tehran's rapidly advancing nuclear program as tensions remain high in the Middle East. Speaking to Iranian state television from Algeria, Araghchi maintains the talks would be indirect, likely with Omani mediators shuttling between the two parties. Araghchi adds, if the other side shows real intent, we believe a deal can definitely be struck. So, as the saying goes, the ball's in the U.S. court. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
South Korea military firing warning shots after 10 North Korean soldiers crossed the border. They returned to the north after those shots were fired. This is SRN News. The Ten Commandments could be returning to the Kentucky state capitol.
Lawmakers have approved a resolution calling for the restoration of a large stone monument bearing the Decalogue. It had stood in front of the Capitol building in Frankfort until the year 2000, when an ACLU lawsuit succeeded in getting it removed. But with the re-election of President Trump and a U.S. Supreme Court that favors religious freedom, the Kentucky legislature is moving to bring the Ten Commandments back. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The American Library Association unveiled the 10 most challenged books of 2024, and the list demonstrates parents' growing concern about efforts to promote the LGBT agenda among small children. Topping the list is George M. Johnson's All Boys Aren't Blue, which is an autobiographical work about the author's homosexuality. Despite parents' concerns, none of the books have been banned. This is SRN News. Maryland lawmakers have ended their legislative session in a challenging budget year. Democratic Governor Wes Moore and lawmakers have addressed a $3.3 billion deficit by making cuts throughout the state government and raising taxes and fees. Under budget legislation for the next fiscal year, the state has about $2 billion and its rainy day fun. Texas opening a probe into Kellogg's cereals.
The state says that the cereal giant may be in violation of Texas laws by advertising its products as healthy. The Office of State Attorney General Ken Paxton said in a statement that some of Kellogg's cereals are, quote, filled with petroleum-based artificial food colorings that have been linked to hyperactivity, obesity, and other health issues, end quote. Kellogg brand cereals include Fruit Loops, Apple Jacks, and Frosted Flakes.
Former Senator Joe Manchin has a memoir coming out in September. Manchin had long branded himself as a moderate beholden to no ideology. More at SRN News.